Luke Gospel chapter 19 verse 10. Today salvation has come to this home. Jesus told him, since he too is a son of Abraham, the Son of Man came to look for and save the lost. Dear brothers and sisters, I bring 75 degree warm greetings from India. English is not my language. Though we study in the schools, we don't speak. We don't use your language in our daily life. So pardon me if I'm not making myself clear to you. I thank God and the Mission Study Director for having me given this unique opportunity of sharing God's word with you this morning. Once, a great theologian visited a seminary. Students asked many, many questions and he answered. One student asked him, what was his favorite theology? What was his favorite theology? He said, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. You know all the, you know the story of Zacchaeus from your Sunday school early stage. But this passage encouraged me and enabled me for all my evangelism efforts in my country. This passage shows the love of Jesus is seeking love. Jesus was seeking for Zacchaeus. He called by his name and he told him that he wanted to stay with him. When Adam and Eve sinned against God, God came to the Garden of Eden. God's love is always searching, seeking the sinners and his children. In the Old Testament, we often come across that God came to the world. God came and spoke with his people. God revealed his will to the prophets and to the kings. So our God is always seeking for his children. He is our good shepherd who seeks for the lost. The lost sheep and the coin, Matthew 18. John 1:43. The next day Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Finding Philip, finding, searching, seeking. He went village after village, street after street, town after town, seeking the people. But the Hindus, you know, India is your country is three times larger than my country, and our population is three times larger than your population. In my country, 85% are Hindus. Those people believe that man can seek God by his offering, or by his devoted life, by his good behavior, and making pilgrimages, taking bath in holy waters. So man can seek God, and slowly he can become God also, or he can become part of God. So this is the the theology Hindus have. But our God is coming to us because we are sinners. We cannot seek the holy God. So God himself comes to us. So Hindus never understand that God comes to us. But we can find God. We can search God. So you should pray for us. And so that the Holy Spirit help us to make the gospel clear to them. The love of Jesus is healing love. Jesus never criticized Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, you lead a very bad life. You are a selfish man. And you rob your own people by helping the rulers of Palestine, the Romans. You are a filthy man. You are a ruptured specimen. You are rejected and dejected by the community. And Jesus never scolded him, never criticized him, never commented anything about his life. He just entered into his home and to his heart. Then Zacchaeus started confessing his sins. When the light of the world enters into his home and to his heart, the darkness disappears automatically. The darkness, when the light is there, darkness cannot be there. Darkness disappears automatically. Christ heals not only the physical diseases and also the spiritual diseases. I see many Christians and many churches, they go back from Christianity, and I see some kind of spiritual decline in churches and in people. But Christ alone can heal us from our sin. Christ alone can heal the mankind. Jesus heals us because he accepted the wound in his body. He died for us. He rose for us. So the love of Jesus is always healing love. Jesus said that salvation has come to this house. He was waiting for him to confess and repent from his sins. The moment he repented his sins, Jesus immediately gives his saving love, shows his saving love. Today the salvation has come to this home. The love of Jesus is saving love. Jesus alone can save the mankind. But the Hindu says, they worship many gods, polytheism. If you want wisdom, you have to worship one god. If you want money, you have to worship another god, goddess. If you want your sins to be forgiven, you should worship an elephant god. They think the Hindu gods are having families, children, wives, grandchildren, just like their gods leading family life. That's that belief. They accept Jesus Christ. Once I spoke with a rich man. He said, "Sir, come to my puja room." I went in and saw the Jesus picture among other filthy gods, small g, filthy gods. Jesus was there. See, I believe in Jesus. But I cannot accept that Jesus alone can save me from sins. He never believes that. One day, a small pup dog was playing in the lake. The icy layer was very thin and he fell down in the icy water. So the pup was crying. Everybody rushed over there and nobody could help. But hearing the cry, the mother dog rushed to that place. It understood the situation and she slowly walked towards the pup and said something to the pup in the ears and slowly turned it. The moment the mother dog turned, the pup caught the tail of the mother. So the mother dog slowly brought the pup out of the danger and he brought it to the shore. So just like this, our Lord Jesus Christ, he came to this world, save the sinner. So the love of Jesus is seeking love, healing love, saving love. I just want to ask one question. Do you ever experience that Jesus is seeking you, healing you, saving you every day? Does Christ's love compel you to share the gospel every day with others? Paul said the Christ's love compelled him. So he wanted to take the gospel light to the whole world. 25 years back, I called my people, my young people, boys and girls, to walk in the dense forest and took the gospel light to the people. Now you can find one or two congregations among the mountain people. Every year I train 12 boys and girls in evangelism. The first month I teach them the biblical background and send them to the villages for 3 months. And again I call them for 1 month, teach them, send them back. And again I call them for 1 month, teach them, send them back. So they study 3 months academic courses and 9 months practical courses. They visit house to house, door to door, preaching the gospel. I just finished my message with a small narration. I'm preaching in a place for more than 10 years, and the low caste people, high caste people, they came forward for baptism. The high caste people said, if you baptize the downtrodden low class people, we will not come to you. That's the end of it. Then I never baptized them for many years. Then one lady from the caste Hindu, high caste Hindu, she came to me, Pastor, you are cheating me for many, many months. You baptized me immediately. If I die tomorrow, where shall I go? You please baptize me. I said, I cannot baptize you alone. You come with 5 or 10 people, then I will baptize. She said, no, I don't care about others. I'm afraid of my own self. So please baptize me. Then I baptized her along with the downtrodden people. She was sitting among them and she was baptized. She told all her relatives, if I die, nobody should touch my body. You should wait until pastor comes from the plains and bury me, because I belong to Jesus. My friends, I wish God's blessing on each of you and make your congregations mission-oriented and New Testament churches. God bless you.